Yeah, you're welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. And today being Friday is the day that we set aside for, you know, relatively young people. And, you know, we just try and see how far they're doing in their businesses. Now, the other day we were talking, I can't remember what we were talking about, but there was a reference to universities. And I remember, you know, we were talking about students of various universities, Pan-Atlantic and so on and so forth. And I remember saying that also, I think one of the best universities where people are taught and well get them ready for real life itself is Covenant University.
Yeah.
And even though I'm not born again inclined, I'm a big fan of Bishop Oyedepo. You know, listening to him, I find a lot of what he says inspiring. And so over the years, I've had, I think for about 4 or 5 years now, had, how many years?
8 years.
Eight. I've had the troublesome daughter.
Not troublesome.
She goes and comes as she likes. And those who have been following me will know who I'm talking about. Is that my good baby called social prefect.
Thank you. Dad.
Don't let your dad hear, I beg. I don't want any DNA issues.
He knows I have plenty dads.
I don't want any DNA issues. These days, you have to be very careful.
My dad is actually listening. Hello, Dad.
So good. Let him know.
He's my number one. He knows.
You know that, she's been at it. What I like most about her was that as soon as she left Covenant, she said she was going to stand on her own.
Yeah.
And that was, you know, and I kept an eye on what she's doing, and I'm so proud of her.
Thank you, Uncle Jimmy. You're the best.
Why would I not be the best? When I was at
No, but you've talked, you know, you said a preamble about me, but I just want to say something about you. I don't know, you just saw me as a young girl. I think the first time I came on your show,
you were a friend
I wasn't even 25.
Yes.
I was not 25. And,
yes,
you know, you've supported me through the years, yes, encouraged me. You've actually, anytime I think about back in there, I say, what would Uncle Jimmy say? You know, so for me, you've given me courage to do. And you literally put me on your show and I thank you very much.
Okay.
And God bless you.
Okay.
I said I was going to say that today.
We don't want to get some people jealous.
Let them be jealous. No, you know some people there.
No, we cannot afford.
I'm your favorite, they should be jealous.
No, that is on one side. On the other side, you don't want to.
No, jealousy is
allowed. Go on.
Sheriff, right?
Go on.
I mean, I have favorites. It's not my fault.
Yeah.
Yeah, have favorites.
It's not your fault.
It's nobody's fault. So I'm Mr. Jimmy's favorite. Like, you guys deal with it.
Yeah, you know.
Sorry.
So, this magic about putting on the microphone.
I'm just waiting for you to land.
All right. So, you know, I've always placed a lot of premium on vacations.
Yeah, you love vacations.
I think that people need to understand that vacations are necessary.
Oh my God, very.
A good vacation can save you a heavy medical bill.
Mental health bill, yeah. Say that again.
No, minus mental health bill. Yeah,
throughout your body, yeah.
And so I've been encouraged by what you're doing, and I've
thought
to myself.
Thank you.
By the way, airfares are going down.
A bit, yeah. And in fact, let's not advertise any airline, but a certain Nigerian airlines now flying to London.
No, there's Air Peace is going to London.
Yeah.
We can talk about them. We'll be patriotic. We support our.
Yeah, because you know, like, it's just for me, it's like seeing Nigeria doing a great thing.
I'm excited.
Yeah, because you know, you're a London boy, so.
A London boy.
So, yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
And apart from that, also, you know, I'm excited that I was a very strong passenger of Arik,
yeah, mm-hmm,
back in the day.
Okay.
And they didn't do too badly.
Yeah.
Of course.
Honestly, you know, for me, you know, I've flown Air Peace to Dubai. That was the best airline food I've ever eaten. Like, they had jollof rice, they had the white rice.
Yeah, running a commercial for them.
Okay, I'm so sorry. No, I thought because you mentioned it. Okay, let's not. Okay, I'm sorry. Please.
So, let's not do that. I'm going to call. You can see that.
You can't send the bill to me because I'm not Air Peace. I'm really sorry.
No, but they did do, even Arik at that time did do well.
Yeah.
Indiscipline is what. Yeah. So let's take them in stages. Now,
okay,
you know that there's a downturn in the economy.
People, definitely, I know that. Yeah.
But I still maintain that in between that,
yes,
especially if you are productive, if you work
on a
daily basis, you must try so very hard to set aside something. So let's start from the local front now.
Okay.
What vacation opportunities do you have for local?
For me, thank you, Uncle Jimmy, for that question. To be honest, like, it's endless, it's boundless. I actually started out traveling within Nigeria. I've been to over, I mean, like, I've covered almost the 36 states, yeah? And I've been to
even the north.
Oh, I love the north. The north is the most beautiful part of Nigeria. I literally, like, I can't wait to go back to Bauchi. I've been twice. The first one was on an invitation by the Bauchi state government. There was a campaign then which was Explore Bauchi. I went to the palace. I went to Wiki Warm Springs in Yankari. Then, of course, Yankari. We stayed over in Yankari. It was one of the best trips I've ever taken, and I've been to 23 countries.
Well, I know that what most people who are art inclined. We'll find North very exciting.
Oh, the North is so exciting. It is beautiful. It is serene. And the nature is just out of this world.
What's Bauchi like? What's Bauchi like?
The weather is cool. It's not, I mean, it's not like the just weather, you know, the plateau weather.
Yes.
The plateau weather is really, it's nice. It's cold, especially in the morning and at night. In the afternoon, it's a bit, you know, temperate and like still sunny. But you have to wear like a sweater or a jacket in the morning and at night. Especially during
Bauchi
is more temperate. Yes, Bauchi is almost like a normal weather, you
How
know.
How do you get to Bauchi?
Okay, so you fly to Jos and then go by road.
How many hours is it from
Jos? So from Jos is 2 hours. But for me, what we did was actually, okay, so the two times were two different. The second time I went to Bauchi, I took people there. I took people there and it was a group. We went, so we all gathered in Abuja and then we went by road, drove to Bauchi from Abuja.
Don't you get bothered by the security challenges?
Okay, no, I'm talking about 5 years ago. So now I may not really do that now. Well, I was trying to take you back to the things I used to do before.
So, okay, so which would you
for now? Okay, yes. Yeah. So the you know, opportunities are endless. I would mention a few. Let me mention about 10. Let's try to go to 10. So the first I would say is, for vacations, there's so many things you can do. The list is endless. Whatever budget you're on, there's something for you. I mean, if you're a Lagosian, for example, you can take the train and go on a day trip to Olumorok. Olumorok entrance fee is 1,000 naira, and then you also pay for parking. So, like, at the end of the day, you find that plus the train fare, you're not spending, and then maybe you're feeding, you're spending from 10,000 to 15,000 naira, and you've had such a good vacation already. That's a vacation.
Okay, that's a vacation.
Yes, that's a vacation. I'm going.
I did one like that. To Ibadan.
Yeah. You know, you can also take a train
ended,
to Ibadan.
It ended in all kinds of wahala. You know?
What wahala?
No, it was me now.
Your special wahala, B. But okay, then talking about, you know, holidays, vacations, proper, where you get to relax, and the opportunities are boundless and limitless. I mean, for me, there's so many places, like in Abuja, for example. I don't know if I can mention names. Okay, I'll just say there are several resorts and, you know, facilities.
But what might, apart from knowing that these things exist,
yes,
one of the things that I can imagine my listeners will be happy on is
how much? Definitely.
Okay, so let's take it bit by bit.
Okay.
If you need to find yourself in any of the resorts in Abuja, like I used to do many years ago, that was when you had luxury buses.
Yes, going to Abuja.
That is gone. So how do you get to Abuja now? Number one.
You can still go by route to Abuja. There are still luxury buses that go to Abuja, yes. In several parks around Lagos.
But your heart will be in your mouth.
Not necessarily. You just have to... It's just something of confidence and courage.
Are you saying that the issue of insecurity is not as profound?
So I'm not saying that. I'm saying, yes, it's definitely not as profound. I will say something, and I'm very... It's a sensitive topic, so I'll have to be very careful. The truth is that... I'm not saying that the insecurity issues are not there. I'm not saying that there are no kidnappings. There aren't terrorists and these things don't happen. However, Nigeria is not the most unsafe nation in the world. In several other, as a matter of fact, in Europe, it is like the pickpocketing, you know, capital of the world. In Paris, you are easily pickpocketed. In Italy, in Rome, in mention it. No, apart from that, they could literally enter your hotel room to rob you. I mean, I'm just saying that insecurity is... there's several places in the in America that are not safe. Several places in other parts of the world. However, there's something about Nigerians. We are quick to tell the negative story about Nigeria. I don't see so many nations really downgrading their countries but, like the way we do.
Can I
just say something?
You have to calm down.
Okay.
You're listening. You're sounding like you're on... I beg to differ.
We need to
take this thing. I want our people to digest this thing.
Okay.
So we need to take it calmly.
Okay.
So a trip to Abuja on the average will cost like how much?
Okay. I mean, if you're flying, we obviously know what flight costs are. So you have
to. We don't. So you need to tell us.
Okay. I need to. Okay. Yeah. So now flight cost an average of 300,000 to 400,000 to and fro.
Wow.
Yes.
Guess what? I was trying to book a ticket to Ghana. And
700,000. Yeah, to 1 million. Yeah, definitely. Ghana, that was 50K back in the days.
Yes.
So yeah, things have really become awry. They become sad, you know. But yeah, I would say that we'll talk about budgeting and planning.
So maybe we should just say that people should first test the waters with a vacation. Take a train to
Abeokuta or Ibadan.
But train rides are very, very relaxing.
Oh, they are. You know, you get to see the scenery, and it's beautiful.
Yes.
I like it.
Yes.
Yeah, I remember doing the Abuja Kaduna one, and God rest the soul of people who died in that unfortunate attack. But I think I really enjoyed that train ride from Abuja to Kaduna. I did that about 5 years ago, and I loved it so much. Okay, so I was talking about the vacations you can take. So an average cost for a room in one of the resorts in Abuja is 60,000 naira per night, and this room can take two adults with one child. So that's just, it's beautiful. I won't mention the name, but like, it's near a popular rock, and it has beautiful scenery, has swimming pool, has restaurants.
You can easily get away with saying that you never tire of having hotels in Abuja. I mean,
the hotels are not really the great part. I like resorts because resorts offer you more, you know, serenity. They offer you more activities, and they offer you more, you know, a vacation and a holiday.
So if you took people to Abuja, you took people to Abuja, say on a 3-day trip.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What would the itinerary be?
Yes.
Okay, that's an awesome question. And please, after we talk about Abuja, let's come back to Lagos. Because
calm down. To finish the Abuja one first.
That's what I... No, I said after we finish
that. It's not like I beg. No, you're running so fast. I want my people to understand.
They understand. Yeah, they are smart now. Okay. Abuja. So basically, the first day, what we would do is we would do a little city tour. The city tour would take us to the National Mosque. It would take us through CBN. Of course, you can't take a picture of CBN and several ministries. You go through the, the central business district and just look around. You also see the, you know, that non-denominational big church.
Do you sometimes organize trips to government officials, some minister or whatever?
No.
You avoid that one.
N-O.
Hmm. Yes.
I
can spell.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. No, but we go to the National Museum. Is that? Mm. Yes.
Okay. All right.
I didn't finish the Abuja itinerary now. The next day, I'll take you to a resort and you have a lovely time. And then the next day, there's this arts and crafts village in Abuja, which is really good. Or we could also see a movie. So there are several, the opportunities that...
So all said and done,
yes.
3 days you are done and you're back.
Yeah, you have a really lovely time.
So what kind
of... You eat kilishi, you drink...
I don't have to leave Lagos to go to Abuja to eat kilishi.
But you eat the fresh one, not the rubber one in Lagos.
By the way, the house of kilishi is Kano.
Yes. Mm. When I see the Bauchi kilishi, I took that time. I was just dreaming about, and there's also Dambunama. I don't know if you heard of Dambunama, Uncle Jimmy.
What is Dambunama?
Oh, it's the shredded beef. It's also like Kilishi's cousin.
But wait a minute, there was a rumor going around that in making the kilishi, sometimes they put the pepper in their mouth and spit it on.
Okay, like juju, so that people buy it.
No. Which can't. Who told you? There's no
what
juju.
What does that mean?
There's no juju.
Okay.
Even those who play football. In the past, played football. This I've said categorically that there's no juju.
So I know there's no juju. I'm just kidding. Jimmy, I'm big.
Your business will be affected a lot by the insecurity.
How do you get
around that, for example?
For us, we actually do not do trips, you know, to places that you can't fly to. And also, for now, we are more focused on Lagos, Ibadan, Abeokuta. Any destination that's like almost after Ibadan, we don't go there anymore for now until the insecurity, you know, issues are a bit better.
Better.
Yes.
Okay. All right. It's a Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu. I'm still speaking to this. My baby that I call Social Prefect.
Yay, that's
what
that's
he's
me.
Known. That's what he's known by. When you get home, you kill it around because I called you that. I don't know if you'd have any questions or reactions. 0700-993-993-993 and 0201-465-7190. Is this a time to venture into the business of tourism? Now that, if it had been now,
okay.
If you hadn't been well established before now,
yeah.
If it had been now, would you have been encouraged to start this business?
I would say yes. There's never a wrong time to go into the business of tourism. Number one, people would always take vacations. Okay, for me as a Nigerian, there are 200 million approximately Nigerians, and I'm not even looking to serve, not even near 1% of this population. I kid you not, go on a flight now. The first class, business class is full. Nigerians going abroad.
Those are businessmen now.
I mean, yes, and they are my customers.
Oh, okay.
So I'm telling you that. And then apart from going abroad, there are limitless opportunities within Nigeria too. You can serve companies. Okay, you can reach out to companies and say, okay, let's do trips for you. Now that you cannot fly abroad because it's more expensive, let's, you know, take your staff on vacations within Nigeria.
Do Nigerian companies during these hard times, you're sure?
Because for us, a lot of their staff are Japanese. So they want to keep their staff in, especially their good staff. They want to change their company culture. They want to, you know, make staff bond. So we've actually been having a lot of requests for team bondings, and my company does that too. So
Okay, I have a caller there. Hello, good morning. Hello?
Good morning.
Morning.
My name is Tom Resuki, calling from Banana.
Yes.
Quick one, Uncle Jimmy Disu. Tourism as a business that can actually mop up unemployment in the market is a good thing that government should have spent a lot or actually fund it. Let me tell you, there are a lot of tourism attractions in Nigeria that can actually bring in employment, like Olumoro Rock in Abeokuta. There are a lot of places in Ondo State and Edo State. Like, for example, the Edo State, the Edo War, the Benin War in Benin, there is some Ikogusi, the water and the cold water.
Yes. I know yes, that, but yes, I can't.
There's a place in the Bible that they said the woman in the Bible that King Solomon come and visited in the Bible. The woman actually comes from Ijebode. You
wait. Come on now. So you are saying that one of the many concubines of okay. I need to take a break so that I can absorb that. When I come back, we can continue. I need to take a short break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jimmy Disu,
Jimmy Disu,
right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
Yes, welcome back to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Disu, and I still have Social Prefect. Now, one of the problems with, no matter how well intended you are, is the issue of costs. How would you advise people to get themselves ready for that vacation, and you know, what are the things you probably might need to do?
Okay, thank you, Uncle Jimmy. That's a very good question.
My questions, you keep saying this is very good. If it's bad, will you say it's bad?
I will now.
Okay.
Ask me what.
Okay.
You would not want me to say it's bad.
Okay.
Man, Uncle Jimmy said I should calm down, so let me
calm
go
down.
Slowly.
Mm.
Okay, So it's actually a very important question. You know, for me, as I've been doing this business, this is our 9th year actually, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
We started in 2015 and in July this year will be our 9th year. And what I've actually seen the most is that the major challenge for most people is finances.
Yes.
It's never time. If money come, then we take that leave. You understand? They'll find that time. I mean, if you're giving an all expense paid trip today and you literally, you know, don't have break from work, you would take the break or you will leave your work. Imagine, because imagine if you're giving an all expense paid trip. But I'll go straight to the point. So for me, there's so many things that you need to do. The main thing I would say is plan ahead. This is very important. And we say it often, but people actually don't take it into cognizance. If you actually plan to travel in December, do you know they're actually supposed to start planning from now? So plan ahead. Have a dedicated savings for it. If you're a serious person, you know, I mean, if your money is long like that and it's big and you don't need to save so much to travel, then good. You're one who can just book a flight and travel next month, or book a flight and travel in 2 weeks. Then that's good for you. However, if you're moderately paid and you need to plan ahead for trips, then I would advise that you actually plan ahead. All the trips you're planning to take this year, whether within Nigeria, within Africa, around the world, or whatever you want to take, except maybe short breaks that are just spontaneous, right? You need to plan ahead for them. That's number one. Number two is you can go on group trips. Group trips actually help you save money. So group trips, like with us, social
person, and it gives you dedicated company that you know.
Definitely. So the cost of everything is shared. Transportation, the tours, the accommodation is even shared, and so many. And you also get to meet lots of amazing people, and you can, yeah. And then number three, you can explore transportation and lodging alternatives. For example, if you're on a trip in Europe, let me just even say West Africa. You want to go to Ghana, you've seen that the flight is now 700,000 to 800,000 naira. Why don't you go by road?
Is it worth it?
It is worth. No, the flying. I'm telling them to go by road.
See,
now.
if it's going to cost me 700 and whatever to go to Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going for a meeting. I'm going for just sheer pleasure. Is it worth it?
No, that's why I'm telling them to go by road now, Kujimi. So I said that instead of going flying now, they can actually go. And do you know
what
that?
Is it? What is the road like?
It is beautiful and it is safe. Very safe, you know, because you're actually going to another country. There are lots of security operatives. There are so many, you know, whether it's from the immigration officers to policemen to DSS, they are all on the road, you know, going from Seme to into Benin Republic, into Togo, then Ghana, then even Ivory Coast and more. So it's a very safe route, and I would advise people to actually try going by road to all these countries within West Africa.
Well, I can understand going to go by road to Ghana. Where else can I go? I mean,
can go to Ivory Coast and some other.
How far is Ivory Coast from Lagos? Going.
From Lagos, it's 14 hours, give or take, yeah.
On the road?
Yeah. If you're just going to go the whole day, you know, straight to Ivory Coast, yes. It could take you more because of the border checks.
Let me even ask you, I've been wanting to ask, is there a zoo in Lagos?
In Lagos, Omu Resort, yes.
Is this a proper...
It's not like a national zoo, so there's no Lagos zoo.
It's just a small park.
It is an amusement park, Omo Resort, and then they have a zoo as a section of their whole park.
Whatever happened to wildlife? Yes, area.
Well,
what's the name of the one near Ilorin?
Ilorin, I can't remember the name.
That's the one I went when Saraki was governor.
Okay. You know. Okay, there's also Ibadan Zoo is quite nice. There's a giraffe named after one of my best friends, Ajoke. And I taunt her with it. That there's a giraffe.
When we were in university, we had the gorilla.
I know
it was called Aruna.
See your friend in the zoo. Because I'm like, you're
until we speak, I have a friend called Aru.
I'm telling you. Literally, my best friend is Ajoke, and there's an Ajoke in Ibadan Zoo. A giraffe,
yeah.
Yes, there's also a lion in
it. But isn't it a pity that a tropical Africa, a tropical country like Nigeria doesn't have, correct me if I'm wrong, a proper zoo? There's a zoo in Ibadan.
Yeah.
I think there's a zoo in Ife. Definitely there's a zoo in Benin, because I used to go there. But
there's also like the Just Wildlife Park, which is also a zoo. To be honest, I think what Nigeria would, what would have actually been better for us was to have good wildlife. And there are two ways people actually, countries actually go about their wildlife. They import animals.
So yes, you can import animals. Yeah. Yes.
In fact, we have imported animals in Nigeria. There are lots of, there's a giraffe park in Bauchi. It's called, I have to remember the name. I'll remember before we leave. But apart from Yankari, there's another place you can see animals in.
Yankari is in Bauchi,
free range, yes.
There's what's one that on borderline Ilorin. What's that one called?
That's when you asked me before. I'm not sure of the name. Yes, but there's so many. Nigeria is blessed, and for me, it's my favorite country in the world. No matter where I go, I would always come back home. That's why. Let me ruffle some feathers here now. Japa is not really for me, you know.
Why? Why?
No, it's maybe for some other.
Japa is a personal choice.
Oh, definitely. But you must make sure that it's aligned with your purpose. That's all I have to say, and that's where I'll end. You know, let me not go too far because I know people have, a lot of people are running away now because other people are running away.
Right.
So you shouldn't follow the bandwagon.
That's right.
But that's why we'll leave you because today we're not talking about Japa. Uncle, please let me continue. Let me just say two more points before we. Sorry.
You see that I'm not saying anything again. So you can.
Okay.
Go
ahead. So I was talking about the explore alternative options of lodging. So
yes.
Instead of using hotels that are more expensive, why not try Airbnbs? Or there are several other platforms where you can actually stay with guests for free. There's something called Couchsurfing. So it's an app you join or a community join where you can ask.
What's it called again?
Couchsurfing.
Couchsurfing.
Literally, you can sleep on someone's couch for free or if they have an extra room. But it has to be, it's a community of travelers where you ask the person, oh, I'm coming into Lagos. Can I stay with you for 3 days, sleep on your couch or in an extra room?
And
it's free, totally free, because it's retaliatory. Because when you go into another country, you can also, I know many friends that have used it to get husband. I'm just kidding. Let's not go there. But in a very pure, good way. Like, yeah. They just met through that platform. And they started dating and now they're married. There's one, I know her, you know. But honestly, it's not for... But the thing
are
is,
you sure you're not talking about yourself?
Am I married?
Okay, I still have to open up our lines
okay,
again.
Yes, yes.
0700-993-993-993.
I'm going to be always taunting me.
0201-455-7190. So if you have any reactions or you have any questions, we already have somebody there. Hello, good morning. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, sir.
Yes.
Yeah, this is Amon Ladi on the line.
Yes.
Your number one fan.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. I shall be your handbag everywhere. Hello?
Please go on.
Yeah, I just try to correct the other man that talked about Queen Sheba. Queen Sheba actually from Ethiopia.
She's no, there's always, a Queen Sheba place
so
in Nigeria,
died,
actually.
She died on the road. Why going to Ethiopia? Die at Ijebuode, because I've been there once.
Yes, yes.
So that's a nice...
But was he an Ijebu woman?
No, it's just history.
It's just history?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, Uncle Jimmy.
Hello, morning.
Morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
And good morning to our guest.
Yes.
Good morning.
Yes, yeah. I think... you just opened my mind to vacation because I've always been thinking about vacation. This is actually seriously from Baja.
So before you've never gone on a vacation, sir?
I think I went. That was when I was young, and that was with my dad.
Wow.
You know, but I think then Nigeria was still a bit fair.
Oh yes.
Yeah.
Oh yes.
No,
like,
you're right.
Not like now. Not like
yes.
now. But it's a good one, and with this, I think. I'll try and work out something with my wife so that I can start that culture too.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Don't go without how.
Hey!
No, I'll go. I'll go
you,
without.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Thank you.
You
know that back in the day,
yeah.
Even it's surprising, the Nigerian Railway had this coach.
Nigerian Railway was so good back
was
in the
good,
day.
Was good, and they had this coach that was like a 2-3 bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
So you could go as a family. I remember when we were young, people would go as a family, go to Jos,
yes,
go to Kaduna,
yes.
Go and see things,
yes.
and come back. But in terms of, let me quickly ask you, in terms of figures, do you, what has it been like, given all this turbulence in the environment?
Okay. You mean how much a vacation cost?
No,
I don't
no,
understand.
That's to say, are you doing well?
It's
part of the circumstances.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Yes, we are.
So, we're still planning honeymoons to Zanzibar for people, to Mauritius. We're getting requests from companies to do their, you know, team bonding within Nigeria. But yeah, we're doing really well, and we'll even do better. That's what
give me three quick ideas of where you can spend a honeymoon.
Honeymoon abroad or in Nigeria?
In Nigeria. I know where to go abroad.
But people may not know.
Once you Google it, you find a place.
Yeah. Okay, for me, well, within Lagos, there are several resorts. I don't know if I can mention their names.
Yeah, okay, yeah, this is for honeymoon.
Okay, for honeymoon, it's home a beautiful service. One that just came called Zeba Resort. It's in Okuaja. It is lovely. There's lots of facilities there. Let's end there so, you know, we're not advertising. Then, and second one I would say, has anybody heard of Lakowe Lakes?
I have. Wait. Yeah, okay. Calm down.
Okay.
Calm down first. Don't overrun me. This Lakowe, is it just a residential place or it's a holiday resort?
It's both, actually. So here's the idea. It's a country estate, golf and country estate. So basically how it works is that people actually own serviced apartments there that they rent out for short stays. So people can...
So who do you rent them from?
You can rent them from the owners. We have, you know, some of the owners that we know that we rent from, or you can rent directly from the Lakowe.
Yes, I was going to say.
Yes, they have cottages, they have hotels inside, like a standard hotel, and they also have the service apartments. So you can rent from the two sites, either from a homeowner there or from Lakowe directly. By the way, it's owned by a real estate company that's linked to one of these insurance companies. Yes.
Okay.
We're not mentioning their name.
No, but the description is getting to
the third one.
Yes.
Jara Beach Resort is beautiful. It's all inclusive. All your meals are included. Yeah.
Okay, so going through, you know, because I have an interest, I was going through beaches and things.
Yeah.
And I found that they're bloody expensive.
Expensive. Especially in Ilashe.
Hey. No, you can't mention. Hey,
Ilashe is not. Is a place. It's not a.
Is a place.
It's not a name of a resort. It's like Ikorodu.
You think I don't know Ilashe? I have a brother.
You have a house there, Uncle Jimmy. You're not telling us. A secret house.
A beach house.
Jimmy's house.
With
jacuzzi.
Oh, what me, boy?
How could you be not telling us something?
I have to go to the toilet. I have a running tummy. No, actually, I do have a cousin who has.
Okay, who has a beach house?
He has a nice place.
That place is really expensive. And I would say why it's expensive.
My major problem, even with going to this Lasha, is that
boat. You have to go by boat.
You have to go by boat.
Are you scared of water?
No, I'm not scared of Lagos water. Lagos water cannot carry me.
Is it Lagos boats?
Lagos water, Mohammed, is a little child. He can't carry me.
But
like
water in Saleko. Is there water in Saleko?
Of course. What do they, excuse me. People, let me tell you, my ancestors in those days, if you fall in water, big fish will bring you to the shore. Oh, yes. Go and find out. Go and verify.
Go and verify. That's interesting, you know.
So, I came across, I think it was Mrs. Ogubi.
Who is that?
No, there's a Mrs. Ogubi into tourism. And guess what she did?
Okay.
She, you get expatriates who want to tour Lagos Island.
We do that.
With this Keke Napep and things.
Oh, yes.
You do that
that's
too?
Innovative. Yes, we do that.
Don't you think of the safety of your...
Within Lagos. Lagos is the most safe state in Africa. Yeah.
I said what I said.
It's come for me. Lagos is really safe, you know.
Johannesburg.
What are we saying? Lagos is safe, yeah. You know, and Lagos is beautiful. The lifestyle is so great. For me, I love Nigeria so much that I wish tourism was great in Nigeria. And I know we'll get there one day.
What I heard was what people don't understand. I remember a governor once who said that he wants to turn his states into Dubai.
And
I kept it till he left. He had no, because
there was no Dubai.
Do you know that? I remember Mrs. Ogubi telling me that the state of Lagos that you find appalling
Yeah.
It's a source of attraction to other people.
What? Have you heard of Dirty December?
Hey! What is Dirty December?
Uncle Jimmy, yeah, are you kidding? You're laughing. You're joking, Abby.
I've heard of that.
Dirty December is when lots of people from around the world, both Nigerians in diaspora and even foreigners, coming to Lagos to jaye, as in balling. And Lagos is the capital of December in Africa because it is so fun. There are lots of concerts. There are lots of bars you can go to, restaurants, interesting things. There are festivals. The culture in Lagos is so lit. Last year, we literally had so many guests coming from America, from the Caribbean. We took some people on tour that came in from, was it St. Lucia or Grenada? And they were like, they never believed that Lagos was this fine. That what they hear about Lagos and Nigeria is hot and so many. And like, to this day, they were like, yeah, that the narrative is quite bad out there. That also security, but they were pleasantly surprised of the things they saw.
I'm also pleasantly surprised too.
Of what, Uncle Jimmy?
No, I said I'm also happy to hear these reports.
Yeah, honestly. December is hot in Lagos, so people cash out. Hotels are fully booked.
Are you kidding me?
What? Go to Lekki in. You know, there was lots of. You know, that's why Lagos State pulled down those gates in Lekki Phase 1. I live in Lekki Phase 1 and they pulled down our estate gates. Because, you know, there was so much traffic. There was traffic because there was an influx of people, more than usual.
Okay, it's 9:46, so I don't have much more time. Let's pick the calls. Hello, good morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning.
Good morning to your guest.
Good morning.
My dear, I love your energy.
Thank you very much.
And I love your enthusiasm about...
We are not talking about high energy, we are talking about tourism.
Uncle Jimmy is jealous.
No, I just want to
attract. Thank you very much.
I just wanted to guide you.
Uncle Jimmy is protecting his daughter.
Let me give you what I want to say.
Okay, I just wanted to guide
him. He's protecting his daughter.
No, because I'm married. I just.
And we know all that. We don't destroy myself. I just wanted to. We know you are married. I just wanted to guide you. Thank you. Okay, now you can make your point.
Okay, let me make my point. See, Uncle Jimmy.
Yes.
I think that it's important for us to look at the Nigerian cup as half full rather than half empty.
Yes.
And yes. I think you guys in the media need to help Nigerians to adopt that perspective.
Yes.
You see, we advertise too much of the negativity about us, and that's what affects our tourism industry. Just like your guest is saying, I live on the Lekki corridor. December is lit.
Yes.
I have friends who have short-lived apartments, and from October, they are booked. Fully sold out.
Sold out.
I had guests who came in December, I couldn't find a place to stay. Couldn't find an apartment to stay. Because people live around the world and they come into Nigeria to enjoy the best of life, in Lagos in particular, in December.
Okay, thank you. So, invariably, we can't put a value to the things that we have, which is sad, you know. But I appreciate, we have, you know, because we have to go now. It's 9:48, we have to go. I need to wrap up. A few things with social prefect. So your diary is full for the year.
And what do you mean by full?
What I mean is that you have enough activities to keep you going.
Oh, we keep going.
Yes, when are we going to have something like a cruise? Do you see that in the horizon? Where we can go through the coast to Ghana to, back.
That's actually a very important question because you know that you and I like cruises. So
no, talk about yourself. Don't. When you say you and I, it looks as if...
No, we don't go together. That's not what I mean.
So say you like cruises.
Okay, I like Mark cruises. Obama. God. I like cruises.
Yes.
And so when I went on my first cruise last year to Europe...
No, I'm talking about when are we going to have...
I'm getting the Uncle Jimmy. What I noticed that is there's a system to it. You know, there are ports, there are all those things. So growing a cruise line in Africa is going to take some time because it's a lot of development, you know, and the work behind it is great because the ports are like airports, actually, but they're seaports, you know, and they connect. There's a whole system behind it. So I believe it's going to be great for Africa because it's going to bring a lot of jobs and it's going to be so beneficial for us, but it will take a while. I'm saying maybe 20 to 40 years, yes.
What?
Yes. For a big cruise like all those cruise lines come
to
Africa.
No, listen.
No.
Listen, you're starting from the high end.
Oh, you mean what, like a yacht?
Calm down. Cruises come in various sizes.
Okay.
So you're starting from the high end.
Okay.
But as it is, we don't have anything. You know, so
yeah, we don't.
I think because of insecurity and so many other, factors. But because what's the benefit of being in a coastal area if you don't have things like that?
But if you mean a small cruise, of course, we can do it even next year. You mean a small cruise, like, you know,
Have you heard anything in the horizon that some people might be thinking of investing in it?
Yeah,
have
that's why I'm actually saying it, you know, because there's something like that, you know. I'm not going to say anything about it
for now. But okay, we got to go. Thank you very
thank
much.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right.
You are the best.
Okay, I'm the best. Thank you. this has been a tough job, I'm sure you know.
Could you mean?
I'm talking to my audience. I'm talking to them in confidence, you will not hear. Uh-huh. It's been a very tough job putting her under control. But what I do like about her, and I must keep saying, is as soon as she finished uni, she told me definitely on air 5-6 years ago that she wanted to do things on her own.
Yeah.
And she's made a big success out of it.
Thank you.
So my regards to your dad and your mom.
Thank you very much.
This is where we are going to end for today. I'll be back tomorrow, the Discourse with Jimmy Diso, on Saturday at 9 o'clock. Tomorrow I'm going to have Mr. Ron Ngbatogo. Mr. Ron Ngbatogo is a retired broadcaster and advertising executive, and he's a born again Christian. So we're going to look at I usually have discussions with him. So what you're looking at is not the fanatical ones. It's quite measured. So we're going to be talking about the challenges in this area. There is something that is brewing that should worry anybody. And that is like, so too far too many negative things are coming on now about pastors. I believe that you would have pastors. Some of them are actually called. Of course, some are not, but like every profession, you have fake journalists, you have fake doctors, you have fake whatever. Anyway, we're going to look at that. And another guest, the guest hasn't confirmed that she will be coming, but we'll also be looking at the phenomenon of pastors and whatever against the backdrop, of course, of the recent crisis that we discussed last week. So it's going to be an easy discussion in the morning. Tomorrow at 9 o'clock with Uncle Ron. I call him Uncle Ron. So thank you very much, my dear.
People
who are older than me call me Uncle Jimmy. It's become part of my name.
Okay.
That's what it is. So that's where we'll end it for today. I'd like to thank Mr. Sheriff for me. Eku Jimeni.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I'd like
thank
to
thank you.
When is Ramadan, though?
Next 2 months,
In 2 weeks' time.
It's two weeks' time,
yeah.
And Easter is in how many weeks now? It's about a month.
I don't know.
Easter is in March.
It's not that much.
Easter is 29th to 31st. Yeah.
31st. Okay, all right.
Well, you guys are starting Ramadan in 2 weeks.
Mm. Sorry,
wow. Okay, that's amazing. Actually, tell what next.
So Ramadan and Lent will combine. Maybe food prices will go down a bit. Those of us who eat it, absolutely. Okay, everybody, I'll see you all tomorrow. Bye.